So I'm on the train yesterday.
All right.
Ready for this? Public transportation, by the way, has been the worst
thing. The red line's the worst thing ever. Yeah. Orange line's not bad now. Red line's
I haven't been on the red line in 4 years. Pre-COVID was the last time I've been on it.
Wait,
but
what?
I'm like against it. I'm like, yeah, which you probably I should do more of. But anyway, I've never been on
it. Well, not to interrupt your story, but you're also not conveniently located to any sort of stop.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
I was saying that today when I was coming down here, I was like, maybe I'll take the train, but you're an awkward amount of distance from either station.
Yeah, it's like a mile, though. So, I mean, that's it's doable. I've realized it's very doable.
Never mind. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, no. So, I'm on the train, and I mean, I could tell you a million stories, but this one really, really got me. So, it was in the morning, and I'm hearing this, like, noise, this, like, clipping noise. I'm like, what is that? I look over, and this lady is clipping her toenails on the train.
Ew.
On the train, and it's like... I thought it was just going to be quick. All right, she's clipping them. That would still be crazy. But they're flying everywhere. So I'm seeing these nails like hit backs of seats across from her. And then I'm like, all right, it's got to be over soon, right? It's got to be over soon. And it keeps going the entire train ride. I'm telling you, 20 minutes of clipping.
How many toes does she have?
Exactly. I'm like, aren't you running out of toes here?
Why?
And it just kept going.
The decision process to like decide to do that before you leave, I mean, it doesn't sound like she has a four wall and a roof type of home, but like either way, wherever your previous location was is probably a better spot to get that done.
So you know the same. That's the thing. It's like she didn't really look fully like she didn't look homeless. Like she's like I feel like she just that's the thing she does. That's the thing. She
like
looks
late to
normal.
Work. Like God, dude, I'll just do it on the train. I guess that's disgusting.
I mean, I almost envy the level of not caring. Like where you just like yeah. I'm gonna do this. I want to do it. I'm doing it. And I don't give a fuck. She's like almost waiting for me to like look over and say something, and I came close.
Like, that's fucking great. Even like I thought you were gonna say fingernails, which I was still gonna be like, that's nasty.
Well,
little more understandable.
This is the this is the thing though. She did do the fingernails, but she did the fingernails after the toes, which I thought was a weird move. So she starts down with the toes. Moves her way up to the fingernails and waits back down to the toes to finish off. So
yeah,
there was no method to this madness.
I usually go toenail. I'm clipping all at once, which usually I do. I go toenails then fingernails.
Really? Is that the thing people will do? Well, I have the big one they use for the toes, and then I have the little one. I don't use the same clipper.
I mean, you've tried to use one on the other.
Yeah, it just doesn't work for us.
No.
But yes, public transportation has been awful. Between that and the back seats of Ubers, where I'm like. I've just started getting motion sickness all of a sudden, just in the back seat. Yeah.
Well, you can't go through the city anymore or into the city without there being traffic now. So, like, being in the back seat of an Uber is just
fucking horrible. Like, on my way down here, like, just stop and go.
Mm-hmm.
I'm, like, convinced no one... I'm honestly wondering, I'm like, maybe I'm not that good of a driver.
Right.
Like, I've always thought I was a pretty good driver. I'm like, no, maybe people feel like this in my car.
Yeah, yeah.
I
don't think so, though. I really don't think so.
Very anticipatory when it comes to like...
Yes,
all right, red light. There's three cars in front of me have the red light. Yeah. I'm usually like off the gas.
Coast.
Lean into
start.
The brake.
Yes, yeah.
This guy's like, stop!
and go.
Like,
and then they're always on a phone conversation. And there's sometimes there's like a cologne that I can't really deal with.
And you're like, what the fuck is
going on? And you think they're talking to you.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? Oh, no.
It sounds like hello. He's like, badoop.
Yeah.
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 Like, pointing at his AirPod. I'm like, what the fuck, dude? Like, what the hell?
It's the same ride every time.
Yeah,
I will say my Uber rating, though, is elite. 4.98 as a rider. 4.98, yeah. Check it out. Everyone's always shocked by this.
Yeah, well, probably because every time it pulls up an old ride and it fills up the star thing, I'm like, skip. Yeah, I mean, like, I don't want
anytime I have one drink on me, I'm like, so where are you from?
You're the worst. I hate that shit. I'm like, shut up and let him do his job.
No, you tell me. Yeah. We're talking.
You busy tonight? He's like, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's Saturday.
4.82, you got me beat.
Yeah.
It's not bad, though.
It's not bad. It's not bad.
It's not bad for skipping
the tip. Most people are like 4.6, 4.7.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, I take pride in that. Except that one time when I got that that racist letter. Did I tell you this story?
No.
Yeah, so a driver picks me up and he shows me. He goes, I got to show you something here. And he shows me and it's this long letter from Uber being like, be careful. Driver likes to ask about your... a country of origin, and it was just like that.
You like,
yeah, like, rider likes to ask about your country of origin. And it was like this like very long thing where it was just like warning them that I might ask them where they're from. But at like the end of it was like it read very like he could be racist sort of deal, and the guy started laughing. He was like, I mean, at least you ask and like you're genuine about it, and it's not like, oh, you're from that country. It's like, yeah. Yeah. I'm just like genuinely curious.
So you're just taking our money, huh? Yeah. No, yeah, that's like, I mean, I get honestly, the everything's too soft and misconstrued and looked at as a double meaning in this generation anyway. But one of the things I do people say is like where are you, when someone has an accent, you're like, where are you from? It's like, you could be from Somerville. Born into a household where their parents have accents, they have an accent, like it's the same thing. So I get that, but like that's like, well, like where are you from? I don't know, but you could also go on the other end. Yeah. Like, I meant like in the city.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just making conversation, man.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, I can't believe you have a note under your profile.
Oh, yeah, but still, I like hold that 4.98, though.
This guy's fucking racist. Yeah,
but he's got a great rating and he tips. We got it. We need him.
Come on.
Just pick him up, you know, just be careful. Tiptoe just, the conversation.
Yeah, just probably be on the phone or something. Don't talk to him.
Just keep giving him 5 stars or he could get real racy.
You get real racy, dude.
All right, so I guess we can start by saying why we're getting back into this here. You've got some big news, some good things happening in your life.
Awesome. Toss it over here.
Tell us.
Yeah, I lost my job.
Yeah.
Last week, I was laid off from my company. Yeah, you know, it happens. Happens to everyone.
Yeah.
It was... I would call it a blessing in disguise, which I think everyone would say that, but I really was like, I don't know. I talked to you a little bit. What's funny is I told multiple people in my life who I'm close with, like you, my mom, Liv, like close people that I was like thinking about making a job change. Like, and I only like made that audible, like said it out loud out of my mouth, like a week and a half before it happened, which I thought was kind of funny. Mm-hmm. Like it was, you know, I think when you finally tell someone something like that, you're like, all right, maybe it makes it a little more real.
Yeah.
And then that person can pressure you a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, hey, have you done anything? And you're like, oh, shit.
Said that. Like, yeah. Fuck. Absolutely.
So, yeah, they, you know, they let me go. Mm-hmm. I was in a bit of a hole for sure as far as my numbers go. Like, it was no hiding that. I was there for 3 years. I had one promotion, which, you know, it's okay. I was, like I said, in a hole. I was also in a hole, like, mentally for sure. Like, it just wasn't like, I was unhappy, you know. Liv had expressed to me she did it in a very good way. She just sat me down one time and she's like, I don't know how to react to you sometimes when I come home because you don't give me anything.
Yeah, you're kind of not present.
You're just like not present. Yeah. Like, you're thinking about, you're anxious about work, you're stressed, you're thinking about other things. You're also just like, you have like a nothing, you have like a Killian Murphy and Peaky Blinders face where it's just like,
it's good radio.
Like, are you dead or what's going on?
Yeah.
And then like sometimes you'd be just quick to not snap, like I don't freak out and throw things, but just like have no response or lack of response to something that maybe has importance to it, or maybe have an overstimulated response to something that doesn't. Like not balanced in any sort of way. Mm-hmm. And she was like, it kind of affects me, which I understand is like, she's like, sometimes I feel like you're mad at me, like this, that, and the other thing.
Sure.
There can be overreading into that too, but she was coming at 85 to 90%. She was correct in the fact that it's not fair to her that I'm acting that way.
Mm-hmm.
And it, you know, it was definitely work. Like I was just stressed. I was anxious and it was definitely time for a change. I am the type of person that probably needs to be pushed off the ledge rather than someone who's going to jump. So
yeah,
I think them kind of pushing me off that ledge was probably a good thing.
Totally.
The other thing that came with that as well is, you know, a lot of times when you quit or you leave, there's a lack of willingness of that organization to represent you to prospective new clients or jobs or anything where they were all like, oh, dude, like, absolutely, we'll give you a reference. Like, you know, this just didn't pan out the way we thought it was going to on either side. I don't, you know, you, and they acknowledge it too. They were like, you seem a little less of yourself. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, it ended in the right way. I also, you know, I haven't, I guess, like, and I said this to you too, is like, I've had a couple, you know, different careers, which, you know, I think it's a cool, interesting thing. I've tried a lot of different stuff, which I think is cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I also never really, like, I just like, and I wrote a little bit about this yesterday, actually, but I just like,
at the end of college, I was like, all right, I'm just going to like
party until they tell me I can't anymore. And then yeah. Take a job.
Yeah, you never really sat down and thought about what is it exactly I want to do kind of thing? Yeah.
No, yeah, exactly. Yeah. I never did that.
Yeah.
Like, I also probably could have applied myself a little more.
At college, my mom always gives me a little shit for it. She's like, I mean, you got through, you passed, you have the degree. Like, yeah. So now you have the ability to say that you have
the degree and figure out what you want. She's like, maybe if you had applied yourself a little more in school, you would have been able to, like...
Yes, yes. And you might have reached this point a little quicker, you know?
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, but you can't have regrets, though.
No, and I had a fucking blast. So, like, whatever. Like, mm-hmm. It is what it is. But I also just never... Like, I took the first job that I was given outside of school. And then from there on was just kind of like... You know, I quit that job because it was horrible. The custom suit selling was a pyramid scheme of a lifetime.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, just jumped, took a referral from a kid we went to school with at a SaaS company. That, I would have stayed there probably. I mean, it was an easy thing to sell because it was a product that worked in Java that literally just did, it was, the ROI of the, like, having the product was, like, crazy.
Yeah.
Between having it, not
a product that just companies needed that you didn't even need to sell it.
Yeah,
really.
It's not a complicated cloud software and storage and everything like that. It's literally, like, this will save you time if you buy it and you're in Java.
Right.
Like,
done deal.
So, yeah. It was good. It's just the company wasn't run well. They got bought out and that, you know, I got laid off and then just kind of jumped into real estate and then realized I needed healthcare. Again, took another referral into recruiting that someone was like, I will hire you to be the first person on my team.
Mm-hmm.
And so I haven't really spent a lot of time.
Yeah, you're just jumping and jumping. And I mean, now you got nothing but time. Yeah, now you're good. Living off the dole, thinking about what you want to do. That's the American dream.
Living off fucking Biden.
Yeah.
Stupid idiot.
Right. And yeah, you're gonna be doing great things, man. We're going to start with this today.
That's where we're starting. And I mean, you actually made a really good point last night. I was talking to Liv about it because we were laughing. And I was just saying the unemployment or whatever, it was like, if I got paid, I didn't, but like, if I got paid for a full year at what they're giving me weekly, it was like 41K, and obviously I was making a good amount more than that.
Yeah.
And you were like, yeah, but you're getting paid 41K to get in the, like, 41K a year to get in the best shape of your life.
Yeah.
Figure out what you want to do for a legitimate career, even if you have to take some, like, you're getting paid to take time to figure things out, which is all you can ask for.
Exactly.
And I was like, yeah, that's a really good point. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's been what's funny is I feel like I've been laid off like 2 months. It's literally been not even 2 weeks. It's been like 11 days, and I'm like having like a harder time relaxing about it a little bit. So I've been trying to just do a couple things a day, like looking at job boards.
Yes. Don't burn yourself out, you know.
Right. Yeah. Resumes updated. I've talked to, like, Erica sent me a few companies and connections that she's going to set me up with. So I'm just trying to take it a little slower so I can figure out what I really want to do, but
milk it, baby, milk it.
Yeah, the state wants to pay me to fucking podcast.
Yeah,
then.
Right.
Hey, this is sponsored by UI Online.
There we go.
But yeah, it's
I like to hear that.
Yeah, it's been
looking for work.
Fucking apply, making Substacks.
Yeah.
Now it's. I think it's a blessing in disguise. So hopefully we'll find the right thing.
Yeah. Cruise through the holidays, you know, just collect a couple checks, and then, you know, new year, new you, and that'll be it, you know.
Yeah.
You'll find it.
Yeah, in the meantime,
you know, I think both of us have been, you know, we've been doing this podcast, to transition a little bit here.
Sure.
We've been doing this a number of years now, and it kind of started as like a drunk thing, and then transitioned into still doing it after a couple of drinks, but I think got more, a little more segmented.
Yes.
And we were like, you know what, I think we're kind of decent at this.
Yeah.
Whether you think so or not, I don't give a shit.
Yeah, I mean, this first one will probably be a little rough because I think this is the first one we've done sober, maybe ever.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. But it's a good outlet for us. It's always awkward when we start and then we get going and it just turns into conversation like it always has.
Yeah.
And we've wanted to just like do it. I think we've both figured out that anything, you know, you have your blog now and your website for your personal training thing, and you're like just consistently doing it is the only thing that you can do.
Right.
So like, just, you know, the other part of the blessing, the side blessing of this is like, you know, we can definitely do this more, figure out how to do it remotely, do it consistently weekly, get the blog or whatever going.
Just an hour a week, you know, just because we've done like 3-4 hour ones before. And like, honestly, half of the stuff in there is like not even that bad. It's pretty good, but just no one will ever listen to a 3-4 hour podcast. Even I can't even listen to really the long Joe Rogan ones anymore. Because there just is too much.
Like, I guess you could probably get to a point where you're we could probably do 2 hours that people would but even Pardon My Take is not 2 hours.
Yeah,
it's like an hour and 35 minutes because there's only so much you can.
And everyone's attention spans are so short now. They're like, all right, I'm done with this after 20
minutes. Mine included. The only full podcast I listen to really is, like, Pardon My Take. And that's just because there's so many. Half of it is, like, and if I don't like the interviewer, the person they're interviewing, then I don't even listen.
Yeah, exactly.
So, like, that's half of it. That probably turns into about an hour.
Yeah. Right? So, I mean, like, I think a sharp hour 20 at most, and just not meander and, like, go on these crazy tangents. Unless, like, on a one-off, we can be like, you know. Here's a double episode for you.
Yeah,
holidays.
Yeah. Holidays coming up. We're taking a break. They're like, from what?
From drinking and rambling into a microphone?
Yeah, literally. So, yeah, we don't know what we'll do weekly, how many we'll do.
But yeah.
It'll. I think the key, one of the things we're going to figure out today is maybe not today. I don't know. But we'll see how we can do it remotely. We might need to get some more equipment. Well, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because we would obviously need at least one of these, these little adapter things in a microphone. That we can both either have at one of our houses. So, and I think the software online is very easy, and it just, as far as like the product itself, though, it just doesn't sound fantastic.
No.
Yeah, especially with, it's not like we have the best microphones in the world either.
No.
So, which that and doing it remotely, it might sound a little rough, but I mean, to start, it is what it is. So we just got to bite that bullet. But I think, you don't have a job, so I think it's not out of the realm of possibility that we could see each other once a week. I think we might be able to find a little time.
True.
But, I think that's definitely on the docket to figure out how to do remotely. And I think as far as just the content of it, it could change from week to week. But I do like the central theme of, like, having it being almost like us just, like, kind of finding our way in this world. I mean, it's not the worst idea. You know?
Yeah, I mean... you're a bit on a more path than I am, I would say, figuring out I know there's things still change, but yeah, like what we're, you know, kind of a direction here. I mean, we're 29 I'm going to be 30 in January, and I'm going to be on my fifth job or something like that. So, you know, trying to take a little more time to better myself and better I think I said this before we started, I was like, I don't even know like what I'm trying to figure out. I have to like figure out what I'm figuring out before I figure anything else out.
Yeah,
because it's just like, we're starting at a pretty base model here and, you know, just kind of meandered the way through the 20s, which I don't regret.
No,
at all.
For, you know, I wish I had a little more pep in my step, a little kick myself in the ass a little quicker, but you know.
Yeah. You know, what are you going to do?
Ourselves.
Yeah. So I think, this is a good way to keep us accountable and,
absolutely, yeah.
About what we are doing to kind of figure that stuff out. So
yeah, if 1 week we want to just talk movies or 1 week we want to talk sports, you know, it could be a skip for some people, it could be whatever, but just kind of like what we're interested into that week, you know.
Yeah,
we could be like talk about I had this awful interview and something like that.
I'm sure that'll happen.
Or like, oh, this is the best thing ever, and then it'll be a letdown, you know.
I think now too we'll be a lot more. Thinking about if something happens, like, I gotta save that for like the podcast, or like write it down.
Yeah,
and like just like think about it, like I gotta tell Ryan that when we record or whatever, like,
right?
I think that's where a lot of it comes from too, when you make it a little more central, like a little more of a centralized part of your life, which I definitely want to. It's like you think about that stuff more when you're out kind of doing your day-to-day.
Absolutely. Instead of just like texting each other updates is what's happening in our life at that moment. Wait, I gotta tell you right now,
just watch The Dark Knight again. Heath Ledger, bro, best Joker.
How about that opening scene, man? Opening scene?
Yeah,
it is great.
With Phil Ugota, whatever that guy's name is.
I think also attaching it like with the blog and just being able to like both being able to sign in and just write something every once in a while. And I also like the idea of an accompanying blog each time we post the podcast. So like today we could have like just like an intro thing, kind of like almost summarizing it.
Mm-hmm.
And I also want to this could be something that we could figure out before we do the remote thing, is how to splice in audio so that we could listen to audio and you could hear it through the podcast. Because I think it's great to like listen to clips like podcasts will do.
Yeah.
So you like, listen to this clip and I could show you.
Right
now I heard this, you might not have heard it before. Have you ever heard the Sean Connery clip when he's talking about how it's okay to hit a woman?
Yeah.
Oh, you've heard that? Yeah, I wanted to play that today because I forgot how crazy it is.
It's nuts.
Because he's just like, he's just openly justifying. He's like, well, you know, if she's being provocative, you know.
Yeah. So I'm like, you're like, Jesus Christ, James Bond.
Yeah. But yeah, I would love to like figure out how to just like play the audio so we hear it and then also have it on the podcast and then we can react to it.
I thought my mic just wasn't on for a while.
I was looking at this and I couldn't see the light and I was like, did we just do 20 minutes without the
mic? I really hope it was.
Stop playing it. Stop playing with it. I saw what you did.
Did it go back on though?
It was on the whole time, but when you clicked off, it flatlined. Oh, God. It just looks like
I just
died.
Like accidentally did it and then like put it back up and I was like, wait. No.
Stop fidgeting.
No.
No fidgeting. Yeah. No, but yeah, these buttons are actually really easy to turn off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How much time are we at?
We're at 20 minutes. You want to take a little break?
Yeah.
All right. And we're back. Yeah. We needed to take a nice break after that 20 minutes of hard work.
Dude, it goes so fast when you were drinking.
Yeah,
like,
it does. It does. Now we're like, oh, what else you got? So I was also thinking that for like my fitness blog or whatever, mm-hmm. that I wanted to do like maybe like once or twice a month, do just like a fitness gym podcast, like 30 minutes, just like kind of a topic. Throw it out there. Just
talk
like
about
something.
Macros.
Yeah, no, not that. No, don't I'm get in the weeds. No, yeah, but like little things that interest me, like because I get deep into the weeds and a lot of stuff. But I feel like there's a lot of things that I'm learning about that no one has any fucking clue about.
Right.
So I would just like to, you know, throw it as a little like other than the blog, my blog that I have, just throw it out there, and then you could hop on and like say what you're going through at the gym and things like that.
I think too, because of where I am. I'm on a bit of a comeback here as far as being in shape, so like that's not a bad.
It's like Brett Favre coming back for the eighth time,
you
know?
Seriously, trying to bring the Jets back. 37 years old,
he still got it.
Yeah,
still got it.
Throw the deep ball. Yeah. Brandon Marshall's like, what are we doing? but I mean, I think linking the two up would be a good idea as well because I even think like. I don't know how much traction yours has gotten or whatever, but, you know, obviously us having topics is important. We are definitely, like, there's nothing super specific right now.
Right.
And it's a little harder. Not that the whole, like, again, I think the base point of this is to do it because it makes us feel better and it gets a lot of stuff out there, flushes things out.
Definitely.
Opens my brain. Yeah. If people like it. And it works, and that would be great if it was somewhat popular.
And if that's the case, we would probably need a set, kind of a set structure, a little bit.
That was what I was saying. Yeah, yeah. So I think like having both of them connected, as far as your fitness blog and doing a podcast about that. And I don't know. Again, I got to do some more, clearly some more research into Dan's Substack here, but. Mm-hmm. You know, I think obviously you can post links to things, so having them linked up together, like, or having the link for one of them on the other one, like, I think that makes sense.
Absolutely,
and then
yeah.
The content being a mix of both, like, if I find myself one day just, you know, I'm going to try and write at least every other day or something, flesh some things out.
Mm-hmm.
So if I find myself, like, talking about, like, just getting into the gym, I'll be like, hey, like, if you want to post, you know, I'll post this on whatever, on our podcast one,
but
if you want to put this up on yours, whatever
right, yeah,
it is,
yeah. Yeah, no, I like that idea. And I think doing like a gym one like that, that has, we say like a set topic, 20 minutes, 30 minutes that we talk about, I think that will help us with this one too, where we finally get our minds like focused on something and just stick with one little thing. Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. And I'm up to like, it's like 40 or 50 subscribers now on the
that's pretty good.
Blog. Yeah. And it's going to take a while, but, you know, just keep putting one out a week. People seem to like it, so it's going.
How many of them are your burners?
What's that?
I was like, how many are your burners?
Four.
That's not bad.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's
you
not
need
bad.
Something, dude.
For a while,
you
I was
someone.
Stuck at like 20, and I was like, fuck, like 20% of my subscribers are me.
That's so good.
Yeah, my mom's a big time reader.
Nice.
I subscribe her just for the number at first, but she actually reads it, so I didn't even know she checked her email. But
you like stop commenting.
Yeah, exactly.
Stop. I need you to stop.
Or like don't do it. Don't be a mom comment. Like pretend like you're just some random person.
Nice article,
like,
sweetie.
Yeah, no. Just be like great information. Like you keep doing this.
You're like, it's just like Bonnie Leahy.
Yeah.
Like what is that?
I actually got her to jog a little. I'm like, mom, don't jog, please. Yeah, she's like, oh, you're motivating me.
Rattling
I was like,
things loose.
Motivate yourself like for a walk.
Yeah.
Okay, don't be jogging.
Get on the elliptical.
Yeah, you'll break a hip.
Yeah.
Jeez, she actually just sent me a picture. Mm. See what this is. It oh my goodness gracious, it's Bryant graduation. I look dead.
Remember? We were dead.
Well, yeah, we both were. Oh God, that was so bad. I can't even look at that.
Dude, I had a burn crater in my arm from playing that stupid fucking cigarette.
Oh, yeah, that was...
It was like a gash. It was like this big, and I'm like, it's fine.
Yeah, that was... I never played that game once. So you guys were so dumb. Just putting a cigarette in between your arms. Who's tougher?
Who did more coke?
Yeah, who's numb
me.
The pain? Yeah, it's always me.
Me. I win every time.
I'm still going to get laid tonight. Look at... No, you're not. Look at... No, you're not, because...
Look at my arm.
It's not going to work.
No, no, you're not. You could try. You might get them there.
Yeah.
Not gonna happen.
But yeah, that night, oh god, dude, I remember my parents looking at me being like, you need to go home and take a nap because you're gonna go out to lunch, and we just didn't go.
Yeah, I went out to lunch in Campo. It was like me, my mom, and my dad, who are divorced.
Mm-hmm.
My stepmom in Campo.
Your spirits must have been sky high.
Oh my god, dude. And I mean, Campo stayed up too. I think Campo maybe slept like an hour or something.
Yeah.
He was there though.
Then
like,
we all went to Rente's.
We went to Rente's for kegs and eggs. And then I had a bathing suit on. And then I went back and then was like, should we, like at that point we were like, I'm not going to bed.
Yeah.
I think we were just snorting and taking, I think I took Adderall, I took everything.
Yeah.
And then had to take more by the time we went to the fucking graduation, and you and I had to go get our cap and gown in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we were running around.
Yeah, I had a bow tie on with a beard.
That was a weird night because like, it felt like so long, and we would all like, get separated and hang out with like random people. I was hanging out with people I've never hung out with Brian ever before.
It felt like 18 hours.
Yes, again, I mean, because it was. But yeah, I remember just hanging out with the most random people. I'm like, oh my goodness.
Do you remember how it started? Our parents were there.
Yeah.
That's how it started.
Yeah. It makes sense. But like, not really. Like, the only reason my dad like really got a hotel that night was because they were going to come and visit Catherine's house.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, we were just like playing Pong and then like going inside and she'd be like, oh, we're going to go to the bathroom. Yeah. All right, who's on the table?
Don't run it.
That's like, fuck you, Dad. Hey, relax.
This is what you're good at. I'm like,
yeah, yeah. We went like 11-0. Just.
Oh man, great. And I had to like, and the best part about that day was we were, of course, like the store was like, we'll be open until this time.
Yeah.
And then I get there. Dad and Karen are
already at Catherine's
town. I was like, where are you? And like, we have to go. I'm trying to go get my cap and gown. I don't get it. I have to walk down to the townhouse, tell them, like, yeah, I couldn't get the cap and gown, so I'm going to hopefully I can get it in the morning.
Yeah, hopefully. We're like emailing someone. They're like, all right, I guess you can like show up at like right at 7:30 or something.
Yeah, literally. And then ran back. Yeah, and then went back to change. Literally, so like, not
jeez.
Like, we had
what?
3 months to get them.
Yeah.
3 months.
Yep. Yeah, 3 months. That's about right.
You were doing like March.
Oh god, that's where my procrastination really kicked off. God.
Yeah.
I sometimes miss I just could have one weekend back at Bryant. I wouldn't want any more than that, but like one solid Thursday, Friday, Saturday at Bryant, I would kill for.
Yeah.
Any more than that, no.
Even
thanks.
Tuesday. Like I go Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Yeah. Just give me a full week where I can go on a bender.
But like Wednesday, I'll go to class. Right. Like Wednesday.
Right. And I'll take it like somewhat easy on Wednesday night. You know? We'll probably do some like wine and Xanax.
Wine and Xanax. Yeah.
And that'll be our recovery, you know. And then Thursday, we get it hard.
I tell my girlfriend about that. She's like, wait, what? And I was like, yeah, wine and Xanax was on Wednesday. She's like, when? I'm like, a lot of the time.
And then we moved to Thursday when we were taking some Thursdays off, which was great for us, you know.
We took Thursdays off when we lived in Providence sometimes. But then either we took it off or it was harder because we went to a bar in Providence.
Yeah.
Because we were 21 at that time. So it was
Hanley's
like. Hanley's or fucking Piano Bar.
Yeah. Oh, Piano Bar.
Piano Bar was a good time.
Yeah. It was after Piano Bar, though, it was always an after party. And just it got crazy.
It was always at our house.
Yeah.
Because, like.
I noticed it too. It's like we hosted a lot more parties than I expected.
I didn't expect people that many people to come all the time, you know, to be honest with you, because everyone has a million things to do.
Right, everyone has a million things to do. But
for
some reason, we had there was a really good balance our senior year of the off-campus parties and the on-campus parties.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. And it felt like there was definitely a few other, I don't know, I feel like we had a few, like, really big ones.
Yeah.
A couple not so big ones.
Yeah.
We had that giant speaker that fucking came.
I know.
The neighbors must fucking. I wonder how his name's Russell Wilson's doing.
I know. Yeah, he must be in high school now. Yeah.
At least.
Yeah. Because he was what, like 8 to the 2017?
20, 21, 22, 24, 7 years.
Yeah, so he's entering. Yeah, he's so he just finished up the sophomore season. He probably went for 1,000 yards. Yeah. At least. Yeah.
Dude, that was wild. That
house was wild. I sometimes forget about that. How nice.
I would like to do like a night in Providence again, just like to go out to a couple places around there and just like to see what it looks like. Because I went to
I haven't been there. I took my mom, went to James Taylor.
Yeah,
but that was like 2018.
Yeah, when I went to the PC basketball game, I had a fun time over there. It was nice. Oh, yeah. But yeah,
when was that? It was this year, right?
No, last year. Yeah. It was Ed Cooley, Georgetown. So Ed Cooley was coming back for right. It was a good atmosphere. Those Providence fans are wild, dude. Yeah. Wild. But yeah, I liked that we lived in Providence for the year because I would have never known that really city like the way I did.
No, and it was like we got to live, like living in the house on our own was fun. We were not that far away from campus. We also we lived like on the street. Like we were the only house like on that street that really partied.
Yeah.
But there was houses like
on the parallel streets that all like had parties and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It was a good time. And then it was an easy drive. Time on campus, we had John live there, so it was like we could stay wherever we wanted. Like,
yeah,
no, absolutely. it was fun, but no, the house was. I'm glad we did the house too, because even just like there's many reasons why, but even just a couple of bangers we had, were fun. Like that was fun.
Like having your own room, you know,
yeah,
just
yes, like, having a massive room,
a great fucking kitchen, like a nice dining room, a full living room,
Remember we'd move that couch that we'd move it to the other side. Like the entertainment space alone up there was nuts.
Yeah.
Fucking Campo had a bedroom.
Yeah. We had a guest bedroom.
Yeah.
For our most frequent guests.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a great year.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah. And I was bouncing around too. I was working down in Plymouth, so I would like come back when we did have parties, and I would fly up 495 just cruise. And
it was a quick drive.
Yeah. Like, I got there in 31 minutes one time.
Yeah, it's going 95.
Yeah. And I would get there and there would still be plenty of time left. I was like, why did I even rush?
even the pre-games, like I forgot about that too. We'd have a lot of the people over to
You were like, we're about to leave to the bar. I'm like, oh, I'll be right there. Just flying in.
105.
Like, I'm not even showering, just give me a shot.
It's fucking
So I went to this completely off topic, but I on Wednesday night when I went for a little fun night, fun solo night. So I met my friend, and I think I told you a little of this. It was like a speakeasy sushi joint in Boston. Stop playing with the mic.
the iPad.
So I went to the speakeasy sushi joint, which is like, it's called Oh Yeah in Boston.
Oh,
and it's like, it's $300 a head just for food. $300 a head.
Like, just you pay.
And it's like
front.
Courses. Yeah. Oh, okay. And it's like they give you what you get. Yeah. And then just for the pairings, so that obviously that doesn't include drinks. So the pairings that go with the drinks is another $200. So it's like $500 a head for this place. And it was very underwhelming. It was a because it's a speakeasy. So it's like it's a dive bar. But you're just, they're trying to be like this elitist and cool spot, like $500 a head for this
sushi
experience. It is. It's very like.
Was the sushi
very
at least
Manhattan,
good?
You know? And it's not Boston. You
was
know?
The sushi at least good?
I didn't even really. I was at that point of the night. I had a couple espresso martinis. I wasn't really tasting.
So wait,
sake was great. By the way, best sake I ever had.
So were you able to? Yeah, but what does that mean? So fucking best sake I ever
had. Best sake I've ever had. Yeah. And I know sake. Let me tell you.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of best things that are.
Yeah.
But yeah, best sake. It's like best hand job. It's like, all right. Great. That's okay. A fucking hand job. Anyway. You were able to just go and get a drink, though?
Yeah.
So,
I'm
the full experience.
Well, I mean, the two people I didn't pay, but the two people I was meeting had already, you know, spent a lot of money, and I think they were just like, all right, if their friend wants to come in, let them come in. You know,
okay.
Type of deal. Yeah. And I just got, like, sake, and I like picked in a couple things, but yeah, they were very nice to let me join in on that because I wasn't throwing down any cash for that bill. $500. It was like I was like, oh, the check was like over $1,000. I was like, I got the Uber. We're going back to your house, right? The 10 bedroom.
I know these people.
Being
specific.
I know. He was a client. He's very, very successful in his own right, but got to talk.
How old is he?
He's early 40. Like, okay. He's like 40. 40. Yeah.
He's a
He was one of the owner's clients that I filled in for one time, and I went to his house to train him because he's at this huge gym. And then he came into Tavolo the night I got into an accident, actually, or the day after, and then we ended up having a night that night, and that was the first time I went to his house and drank and talked. So now we're friends. But speaking of sake and speaking of that day, I went to this Vietnamese restaurant. I think I told you this maybe the day of, and I went and I called my dad about the accident I was in, whatever. But I sat down, I had pho, or whatever you call it, that FP. Well, I was told that it's pho, so I was wrong, but I thought it was pho too. I mean, I want to call it pho, but someone told me it's pho, whatever. Yeah, exactly. And so I just sat down, I had sake, I had this, like, because it was kind of cold. It's a vibe, bro. It's a vibe. Get on the sake wave. No, I'm not going to do that. But the pho or the pho, whatever, it was amazing. This phlegm was unbelievable. And this very nice Vietnamese waiter didn't really speak much English. And it was one of those things where I'm like, I want everything off this menu. So he kept coming back and I was like, oh, this. And he kept looking at me. It's like skinny white kid. He's like, are you just going to order everything off the menu? And I'm like, yes, I'm going to order everything. Thumbs up. Thank you very much. I must have spent, everything there was like $8, and I must have spent $150 at this place, just getting like, I'll have the D14, and then I'll have, because they had like, because they had like pheasant, and they had like all this shit. I was having a ball. And then I went to that and then I went to this dive bar called the 12 Bends in Dorchester. It's right by A&B and Towing, so it's right there.
Or picking my car up and grab a couple.
Yeah, and that was dirty. That was dirty. Just reeked of Marmed Reds and just regret for life choices. Yeah, I was in the right place. It was good. Yeah, but yeah, that was a good day. I'm all in the I'm all in on that. Yeah, it's very soothing to the tummy. You ever have it?
I feel like I have. It's never like, it's like tofu. Like I've had tofu, but I don't remember it.
Yeah, yeah. I sent the friend I was just talking about. I was showing him that we were doing a podcast. He goes, "No video feed yet?" And he's like, "Serious?" I was like, "Just thank you."
Come use my studio.
Can I show you my studio? Yeah. I was like, "No, I don't think we're ready for our video portion yet." Yeah. No, I'm not camera ready either. You know, jeez. I'm nervous enough with a microphone in my hand. Let alone if I knew I was getting filmed.
Yeah.
You believe me? We hire someone to like zoom in when it's like so it's like a TikTok thing where it's like it's like a wink. Just get it and then start, just go real into it. We're posting Instagram clips. It's dude, no one even listens to this guy.
Three followers. Sponsored by Massachusetts Benefits.
All right, pause. One more break before we wrap it up, is we have to take three breaks to get through an hour podcast, but you know, it's all right.
Yeah.
My mic's not even in front of me now.
I'm wondering what you're doing. I was like, buddy, we haven't got any sponsors yet. Like, we don't have like mics.
No, mic down, mic down, yeah. We did have the stands, which were nice. I kind of missed those. I know you always liked holding it.
I like holding it just because I like sitting back and I fidget like a...
Oh yeah, yeah. See, I like the hunched over look, like I'm a DJ, and then I'm like hunched over with the mic. Yeah,
it's fun. Like I would love it if, like, obviously, again, like we had money and there was a fucking mic coming out of the side of this couch.
Yeah,
just like sitting here like this, and I could move it around.
Right. Yeah, yeah. We'll work on that.
We don't know how much these pick up or how far away you have to be. So
yeah.
When we do pause, I'll be interested to see how much that picked up.
Yeah, that's true.
Start, it'll be interesting.
They're working pretty well right now. I don't really know why these mics just started working again, but
no idea. Yeah. It makes zero sense. Like for people who have met, like again, where a lot of the other stuff we've recorded is probably not what we'll put out. But
yeah,
just like, there's been times where we've, and maybe this because we've been drunk. There are times we've come back and like, try to record, and it's just like taking us 45 minutes to figure out how to get both mics to sound the same.
Oh yeah, fucking with the channel. You just like slowly like
I start playing with everything.
You're like it's the gain. It's the gain.
Like, we don't even know what that is.
Like, stop saying the gain. Stop saying it.
Stop saying it. We don't know. You don't know what that is. What does that mean? Tell me what it means. You can keep saying it.
Like you pull your hands back. Wait.
Like, do it now. And then of course you got to like unplug it, plug it. It's like a process to do a test run.
Right.
Absolute process.
So I now that we're taking this seriously, I think it'll be like a whole nother learning experience. Because we'll be like focusing on like the minutia and the small things that go into it, and I'm sure it'll end up being a little better, and we'll be like, wow, we should have done this sober a long time ago.
I honestly bet we'll do a few and get them uploaded and be like, probably want to buy again, probably not the time for either of us to be purchasing new equipment, but
it's on the state.
I also need to live. we'll see. You can still get some decent, like, quote unquote, like there are quote unquote better starter pack. Like, we got this is the base level starter pack from what, 3 years ago?
Yeah, I think when we bought it though, it was like $300.
Right.
Yeah.
But this pack now would be what, like 100? Like,
yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. So we could get a solid one for 300 for
we
sure.
We could get a solid, yeah, with better equipment and everything. That's again a quote unquote starter pack that would get the job done, maybe better.
And then we focus on video equipment, you know, and just we really take this to the next level before we have one single listener.
Yes, so exactly.
That way, when people start listening, they'll be like, wow, this is a finished product here.
I'm going to listen because of the quality of the audio.
But yeah, no, I feel good about this, and we'll get this on Substack and just to see if we can just have like a smooth transition for like the RSS feed where you can listen to it on Spotify and like iTunes or whatever.
Question, dumb question. Yeah. Here we are trying to figure this out. Substack.
Yeah.
Substack is its own website that people then have. Is it like a parent website that you have your?
It's so it's kind of like a medium just to post content, and it's and you can do audio content, video content there. It's essentially like a blog website. And people just mostly post blogs on there, but so that's where the idea would be for us to post a blog and be like, oh, this is our podcast for today, whatever. And then what it basically will do is just like embed a link so it'll look nice and clean, but it'll take you just to like the RSS feed. So it'll be like a weekly newsletter like I send out for my fitness one.
Gotcha.
And it'll be like a little blurb or whatever that we write, and we'll just say, oh, this is the podcast for today, whatever. And it'll be like a nice clean link that'll just take you to the podcast. So it'll go to your email, you'll see the blog post, and you also just have a link to the podcast. So it's not like we have to promote the podcast. People have to go search it. People just see it in their email. Click the link, takes them there.
Gotcha. So those are the emails that it asks you to add when you start, right? When
exactly. You like add right. People's emails. Yeah, and the subscriber email, everything like that.
Okay.
And it's it doesn't like they don't clog your inbox too, which is nice. So they're not it's not gonna like bombard people. Yeah, it'll just be once a week. So I say we just give it a go and go try to post it right now, and then who knows? You might see us again tonight. Maybe a little less clear.
Yeah, who knows? Yeah, maybe we'll record later and not post that one.
We'll see. Depends how racy we get.
Oh, God. Turn it off.
Signing off.